afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Sykeston, Missouri, side of the Class 2 quarterfinals, the Thayer Bobcats. Well, I'm trying to get the Show Me Showdown against the Oran Eagles here in Game 2 of our Saturday afternoon doubleheader. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you by Hertz Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cards, Shelter Insurance, Dr. Foley and Thayer, the Simmons Bank, and the Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, FNBC Community Bankers, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, the Southern Bank, Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Ozarka College, Family Health Care, Nurse Practitioner Cammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and the Thayer Pizza Inn. It's the Thayer Bobcats and the Oran Eagles for the right to move to Show Me Showdown 2020 in Springfield next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Both teams are on the court taking their warm-ups. Both crowds are still buzzing about the girls' game we just saw. We'll talk about that. And tonight's, well, this afternoon's late matchup in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all.
Come on in to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, Missouri, and catch the luck of the Irish. Going on now until March 21st, we have all rock and roll cowboy and cowgirl denim and shirts 20% off. And to finish off your look, check out our large selection of Ariat boots, men's, ladies, and children's, now 20% off. And don't forget, you still have time to get your chick orders in for the April delivery. Deadline is March 31st.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
And we are back in Sykeston, sitting high above the floor here at the Sykeston High School Gym. State quarterfinal action. Thayer Bobcats and the Oran Eagles getting ready to do battle here. Our tip-off coming up in just about 6 minutes. But if you join us late, the Thayer Lady Bobcats, the defending state champions, go down to the beach today. Lady Bobcats losing to the Oran Lady Eagles, 41-40. Oran got fouled with 1.6 seconds to play. And the young lady from Oran stepped up and hit two free throws. Thayer got a last-ditch effort. They only had 1.6 seconds to go, and one from just inside half court. Actually, the shot got off after the buzzer went off, so Lady Bobcats. And so Lady Bobcats beginning to make the way out on the, back out of the locker room, and got to feel bad for Journey Rowland there, talking with her parents, and the only senior on that Thayer Lady Bobcats squad. So it's always a tough time when you get to the state tournament, and of course the Thayer Lady Bobcats are defending state champions, and they go down here in the state quarterfinals. All right, let's get to the boys' game. Thayer Bobcats with a record of 22-5 as they are warming up out on the floor. Oran, 25-5. Thayer Bobcats got here by beating Bernie 42-35 last Wednesday night over at the Three Rivers Community College. And for Oran, they beat Brentwood 59-57 as they held the ball for the final 4 minutes and finally hit two free throws to win it in the end. And Brentwood almost pulled the upset. And I talked with some of the broadcasters that were there from the Bernie area that broadcast the game, said Bernie probably should not be here. If they wouldn't have held the ball for that final 4 minutes, they didn't think they'd be here at this point. But anyway, it should be a good ball game this afternoon. Two teams that match up very well. Neither team really with anybody real big. For the Foran Eagles, their biggest player in their starting lineup is just 6 foot. That'll be Todd Friegel, but he is an outstanding player, number 35. He's a young man that went down early in the season for them. They still managed to win a lot of basketball games. And he came back about 2 weeks ago and said he's just not quite the player he was before he got injured. I'm really not sure what the injury is, but he will start this afternoon, and he's certainly somebody that they're about to get to want to pay attention to. And, again, they're just not real big out there. 6 foot is as big as they get for the Bernie Eagles, at least as far as their starting lineup is concerned. And, of course, for Fair Bobcats, 6-1 with Landry Fitz and Jace Haven. That's as big as they get in the starting lineup. But the Bobcats can play big. They're outstanding athletes. They can just jump out of the gym, especially Logan Goff. So Logan could be a big factor in this ball game this afternoon. And, you know, when you play a team game like the Fair Bobcats tend to do, there are lots of people who are going to be key components for the Fair Bobcats here on this Saturday afternoon. Winner of the game moves on to the Stoney Showdown next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Springfield. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your starting lineup for this afternoon's game in just 2 minutes on the ETOP Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It goes without saying, the community is very proud of the Thayer Bobcats on their great accomplishment as they play on in the state basketball tournament. Southern Bank is excited and congratulates the Bobcats and wishes them the very best. It's a tradition at Southern Bank to support the kids in all their efforts, and Southern Bank is community strong, and their tradition of customer service runs deep. They love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We're back at Sykeston getting ready for the game tonight, getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup. Let's take a look at them. For the Oran Eagles, they will start with Cooper Priegel, a 5'8 junior. Also, number 22, Langdon Sheeter. He is a 5'9 junior. A 6 foot senior, Tyson Goodale. A 5'11 junior in Ty Johnson. And a 6 foot senior in Todd Priegel. Priegel is their best player, number 35. Well, the Fair Bobcats will be the same lineup we've seen every game all season long. Gage Fitz wearing number 3, the 5'11 sophomore. A 6 foot sophomore, or 6'1 sophomore, Landry Fitz. 6 foot sophomore, Jordan Andrews, along with 6 foot junior, Logan Doss. And 6'1 junior, Jace Haven. That's right, no seniors on the floor for the Fair Bobcats. There will be two seniors on the court. That is Goodall and Friegel for the Oran Eagles. Good crowd on hand. They witnessed a great girls game just a few moments ago. And again, if you haven't heard, the girls game won by Oran today. The Fair Lady Bobcats go down to the feet. 41-40, a pair of free throws by Katie Webb, who scored 22 points on the line for Oran. And she had two free throws with 1.6 seconds to go. And before you say, oh, the Fair's been the fouler, yeah, they really had no choice. I really had no choice. She had the ball point blank under the bucket. And that came after Kelly Johnson had hit a three-pointer with 8 seconds to go to give the Fair Lady Bobcats the one-point lead. But give credit to Katie Webb, the big junior. She stepped up there, and she canned posts. free throw. All right, let's still go through the announcement of the starting lineups here for our game this afternoon. Let's take one more time out. We'll be back with our tip-off in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Two very athletic basketball teams getting ready to go at it right here. And for Oran, they like to shoot the ball from the perimeter. They're about to have, you know, a very good perimeter team, but they like to slash to the basket. So we'll see how this one goes this afternoon. Fair Bobcats, Oran Eagles, and the winner moved on to the Show Me Showdown. Matter of fact, tonight's game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle. Show Me Showdown 2020, this year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships. We held March 12th through the 14th at the KQH Arena and historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2020. For game information, log on to Misha.org. Here we are at 2:45. It will be Ty Johnson to jump it up with Logan Doss. 6-1 against 6-1 in the center of the floor here at Sykeston High School. Officials on the scene, tip is up. Wasn't a real fair toss, but nonetheless won by Oran. And here come the Oran Eagles with the basketball. They'll swing it on the right side. Got it to Pregel, way out on the floor. He's a great player, folks. Suffered through an injury through the season. Just came back about 2 weeks ago. He's got it back on the right side wing. Gives it up down the corner to Cheater. Cheater out going to the inside. They get it inside to Johnson. Shot no good. Dave Haven down. Rebound. Fair one to run. Haven pulls it up on the wing. Feeds around to Landry Pitts. Landry takes it across the timeline. Oran playing man-to-man defense. There Bobcats get into the half-court game out near midcourt. That is Gage Pitts. Hangs it on the right side wing for Landry. Landry looking to Andrew. Got it to him in the paint. Andrews elevates for the shot. He misses it. Tip up by Doss. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Fair Bobcats have got it. Chance to reset here. Boy, Andrews had that one point-blank range and misfired. Fair Bobcats to get back into the half-court offense. Gage Pitts working against the defense of Cheater. Gives it off to Haven. Haven slashes into the lane, pulls up the jumper. No good. So Fair with two from point-blank range. He couldn't make it work. And now here goes Pringle running up the floor, and he traveled with the basketball. He wanted a foul call, but none. And Pringle kind of goes, what? No foul call and none. They're going to let him play, apparently, here in this game. They're about catching down the ball in the backcourt. Full court pressure by Oran. They'll play the man-to-man. We've played a minute here in the first quarter. Neither team has scored. Thayer has missed on two. And there's a double dribble on Gage Pitts out in the open floor. And Matt looks over to the official and says, what are you talking about? Wow. Wow. Yeah, that was a bad call right there. That may have been a makeup for the no foul calls against the Freedom. Here comes Oran with a basketball. Ball on the left side. They get it to Pregel. Pregel with a long cross-court pass. Fake shot from the right side. Going in the lane is number 20, Pregel. The other Pregel now off to Pregel. And a foul going to be called on the shot. There are two Pregels. There is Cooper Pregel, number 22. And, of course, there is Todd Pregel, number 35. Todd got the rebound with going back up. Now the officials are going to get together, and they're going to say the foul is on who. Oh, they call the foul and don't know who they called it on. All right, I don't know how that works. They're going to call it on. Well, they call on Landry Pitts, number 10. Oh, and they finally decided on Pitts. And there's Pregel at the free throw line. Shoot, first one is up, and it's good. Number 35, Todd Pregel breaks the scoring drought. We've had here early. First shot of the game for Oran, and it's a free throw. 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Kind of a slow start. Second is up and no good. Logan Doss down rebound for Thayer. Gets a pass out to Haven. Jace running the floor. Thayer gotten to the bucket twice and have missed on layups. Here's Andrews in the lane. Elevates. Had the shot partially blocked. Came back down with it and gave it up to Pitts. Gave to go to Landry. Landry looking to get the ball back. And now he loses it. Ball loose on the floor and picked up by Johnson. Ty Johnson for Oran. Oran. Oh, there's a travel on Friedel. Yes, he sure did. So both teams are wound tighter than a banjo here to start this game. It's been a turnover fest early. 1-0 Oran with the ball. And the Oran man-to-man defense gives the Bobcats fits out there. Although they've gotten the ball to the rim, they haven't hit the layups. Should be 4-1 right now. Fair with the ball. Gage Pitts brings it into the front court, working against the man-to-man defense. Full distance dribble, gives over to Jace Haven. Gates works away from the defense, going to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand. He missed it again. And the rebound taken by Priegel for Orant. Priegel moves it to the top of the key, swings it on the left side. Long shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Gage Fitz for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 22, Sheeter. Shot one from about 25 feet here. Gage Fitz knocked down a midcourt, no foul call. Landry Fitz dives on loose ball now. Orant coming out of it with it. And then we're going to get a foul going the other way on Thayer. What's going on out here? Gage Fitz got tackled at half court, no foul call, and Matt Fitz is up beside himself. Foul's going to be called on Logan Doss down on the other end. Wow. Team foul number two on the Thayer Bobcats. We're 5.5 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer still hasn't scored, and Thayer again three times right to the front of the rim and couldn't get it in. Inbound play goes to Sheeter for Oran. His three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Doss. So Thayer doing a job on the boards. Now they've got to score. Here come the Bobcats. Landry Pitts up the floor and pulls up free throw line. Gives it back out to Andrews. Andrews working against the man-to-man. Andrews going into the lane, elevates, gets it down to Haven. Three-pointer out of the corner is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Priegel. That is Cooper Priegel. Gives up to Todd Priegel. He'll swing it on the right side, take it on the wing. Cross-court they go, back down in the corner. Number 22, Sheeter with it. And there's a push, no foul call. And the shot is up, no good for Johnson for Orant. Here comes the Bobcats with the rebound. Jordan Andrews, the one-on-one, takes his man all the way to the rack and scores. Jordan Andrews hanging in there and got that one to go. And Thayer now leads it 2-1 over Orant. So Thayer breaks the ice with 4:42 to go here in the first quarter. Orant handles it out on the wing. That is Johnson. Johnson gives it out to Priegel. Priegel top of the key. Back over number 33. That is Johnson. Johnson holds it on the wing. Thayer back playing the zone. Here they give it to Sheeter. Sheeter couldn't find an opening. How are you going to get? Oh, are you kidding me? They're going to call a foul there. A hand check on Jordan Andrews. Andrews called for a hand check. There we go. Substitution for Thayer. Logan Doss is out. Keaton Nicholson checks in. So Thayer with four sophomores on the floor right now. Here they give inside for Orant. Shot is up and good for Goodale. Goodale puts Orant back on top 3-2. And Bobcats couldn't do much about that. Bobcats inbound the ball to Gage Fitz. Works it in the backcourt. Working against the defense of Sheeter. Takes it across the timeline. Gets away from a double team. Still with the ball. Handles it. Down to the right wing. Hands off to Landry Fitz. Landry. The Bobcats are running that wheel outside. Got it to Haven. Haven. Making a power in the right. Now backs it back out. Gives to Landry Fitz. Landry out to Gage. Fitz for three. Off the rim. An air ball. And now another Bobcat player goes flying to the floor. After the play, a push by Oran, and again, no foul call. Now we're going to get a substitution. Gage Fitz will come out of the game. Lane Grimes will check in, and now Coach Fitz is wanting to know, how come my guy goes flying out of bounds, got thrown out of bounds, and no foul call? Wow. Can he call a hand check on the other end? Anyway, 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. They're down 3-2. Oran with a basketball. Priegel's got it. Out 30 feet from the bucket. Feeds it right side to Sheeter. Sheeter down to Goodale. Goodale brings it back out front for Johnson. Johnson goes back to Priegel. Priegel to the other Priegel down the left corner. He'll give it up. Now going back to Priegel. Priegel trying to power it inside. Bobcats cut him off. Back out on top to Priegel. Todd Priegel, his three, or Cooper Priegel, his three-point shot. No. Rebound Johnson couldn't score, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. A crash in the board, the Orant Eagles. They lead it here 3-2, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And I mentioned both teams just a little bit tight out there right now. Here's the ball around to Todd Priegel. Feeds up on the right side to Goodale. Back to Sheeter. And now back to Priegel. Bobcats jump out on him. They give it to Sheeter. Sheeter down the right side of the lane. Elevates for a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Johnson. He goes back up in the end. Ty Johnson with the bucket. And folks, believe it or not, Thayer Bobcats are being out-manhandled. In fact, Orant just manhandled them in the middle right now. Bobcats getting pushed around a little bit here. Here's Andrews with the ball. Fins to the free throw line. Oh, that's for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Orant Eagles. Number 33, Todd Johnson. Feeds it up the floor to Priegel. That is Cooper Priegel. Goes right side now to Sheeter. Sheeter to the baseline. Drives all the way through the lane. Kicks it back out in the corner. 3-point ball is good for number 33, Todd Johnson. And it's now an 8-2 lead. The Thayer Bobcats call a timeout. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 6. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Back after the timeout, the Fair Bobcats are down 6 early here. Bobcats just can't buy a bucket. They have gotten the shots they wanted. They've gotten to the front of the rim 3 times and couldn't convert. And Oran is dominating the boards here early. Logan Doss and Gage Pitts check back into the ballgame now for Thayer. Grimes and Nicholson go back to the bench. So Thayer with their starters back on the floor. It's full court man-to-man by Oran. And so far, they have dominated the early action in this game. Gage Pitts brings up to the top of the key for Thayer, swings over to Landry on the right side wing. Working against the defender, holds it high over his head. Got a lane to the bucket if he takes it. I don't know if the defender can stay with it or not. Now Landry backs it out, goes on the dribble, feeds it back over to Haven. Haven looking to get into the lane, going to the bucket. He's going to get fouled, and that's going to be on number 35. That is Todd Priegel for Oran, and Priegel holding that shoulder. As Haven tried to go for the shot, he got his arm on that ball, the left hand across the arms of, he's shaking up a little bit on that. Here's the free throw. First one by Haven is up and good. So Haven breaks the ice, his first point of the afternoon, and Thayer now back within 5. Trying to make it a 4-point game here. The junior, the All-State footballer, Jace Haven. Free throw rattles in and out, no good, and how is that not a foul? Logan Doss just got knocked down. Another shove by Oran was not a foul, and Oran picked up the basketball. Wow. All right, Oran's got it. Working around the outside to get it to Priegel. Todd Priegel, a 3-point shot from way downtown is good. That was a few. That was Cooper Priegel, number 20, the little brother. And it's back to an 8-point advantage now for Oran. 11-3. There, Bobcats just can't buy a bucket. Here's Haven getting loose in the lane, all the way to the bucket and scores the layup. Ace Haven with a good move. He's got 3 points. That's the second field goal of the half, or the first quarter for Thayer. We're down to 1:24 to go. Oran with it out front. They swing it on the left side to Cooper Priegel, number 20. Handles it out front. Gage Pitts working against him. He takes it to the free throw line. Has the ball poked away. Loose on the floor. Oran came out of there with it. And here's the give down the right side. Johnson with a 3. That one's off the rim. And the rebound taken by Chase Haven. So Thayer down by 6 with basketball. Haven looking to go to the rim, down the right side of the lane, going all the way in, forces up a shot, no good. That's a bad play by Haven. Gets the ball up to Cooper Priegel, behind the back of the pass, got it up to Johnson, misses the shot, but he's fouled at the goal line and shoots it. Oran running the floor, and a little showboating out there by the Oran Eagle. Foul on Logan Doss, I believe, no number, well, it says 35, number 33 now. Yeah, they got it right. Number 33, that is Doss, and that'll be number foul, number 2 on Logan. Number 33, Ty Johnson going to the free throw line, puts the first one up, no good. And Grimes and Nicholson back in, Doss and Haven out for Thayer. Coach Pitts trying to keep some fresh legs out there at all times. We're down under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Thayer down 6, 11-5. Very physical game out there. Here's the second shot. It is up, and that was no good. Rebound, Lane Grimes for Thayer. Got it out to Gage Pitts. So Thayer now looking for a bucket to get to the same close. Down by just 6. Gage now comes to a double team. Got the ball across the timeline to Lane Grimes. Line down to Landry Pitts. Landry back out to Gage on the wing. Got it back out to Andrews. Andrews will bake it. Shake and bake. Got it to Nicholson. Now low. Shoots. Scores and he's out. Keaton Nicholson got open in a beautiful feed from Jordan Andrews. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the 3-point play. So Nicholson at the line with his first 2 can make it a 3-point game here with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fouls on number 31, Tyson Goodale. And the free throw for Nicholson is up off the rim, no good. Goodale came down with a rebound. So a 4-point ball game now, 11-7. Oran with the ball. Number 22 is Langdon Sheeter. Handles it way out front. He has shot a couple of threes tonight. Hasn't made any of them for Oran. They'll swing it around to the right side. Got it to Goodale. 13 seconds to go. Goodale will swing it back over to Sheeter. Sheeter goes across the lane. Gets a screen. Gets the ball back out to Priegel. Long 3-point shot. No good. Andrews would rebound for Thayer. Here's the buzzer to end our first quarter. It's 11-7. Thayer Bobcats trail Oran by 4. They've been down by as many as 8. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Corner here this afternoon at Sykeston High School. The Thayer Bobcats trail the Oran Eagles 11-7. As we head to the second quarter, it will be Thayer Bobcat ball. So Thayer with a chance to get back to a 2-point game here if they can convert. Thayer getting the shots they want. They're just not getting them the ball tonight. Bobcats, maybe the youth, the sophomores and juniors, maybe the youth feel a little bit of pressure here this afternoon at Sykeston High School. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball to Gage Pitts. Gage will bring it up across the timeline with 7:56 to go. And here we go. Second quarter underway. Thayer Bobcats little pass almost stolen by Pregel for Oran. And now Todd Pregel will check back into the ball game. Number 21 will check out. That is Sam Shoemaker. So the starters back on the floor for Oran. Bobcats inbound the ball to Jordan Andrews. Just underway here in the second quarter. They're working against a man-to-man defense. Andrews will give it out to Landry Pitts. Landry hands off to Gage Pitts, top of the key. That's over to Andrews. A long three-pointer is up off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Oran. Boy, they played good fundamentally under the board. Here's the give up to Todd Pregel. Kicks the ball cross-court to Johnson with a three. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Haven. Oran, they don't waste any time. They get the ball. Let's fire away. On the Thayer Bobcats with it. Haven works it up to the top of the key. Brings it over to Gage Pitts on the left side of the free throw circle. Bounces it down to Nicholson. Nicholson going to the bucket. Has the ball poked away. Loose ball picked up by Andrews. Andrews off to Landry Pitts for three. It's good. Landry Pitts with a three-pointer. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center. Orthopedic Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within one at 11-10. Oran working it to the right side. Just there to Johnson. Ty Johnson. A long cross-court pass to Cooper Pregel. He steps in the lay and travel with the basketball. Yep, sure it is. Cooper Pregel for Oran travel with the basketball. Thayer will inbound it here with 6:50 to go. Chance to take the lead with a bucket. Inbound it to Gage Pitts, the sophomore working against Cooper Pregel back in the backcourt. Brings it up across the timeline. Oran, they just follow you everywhere in the man-to-man. I guess Gage Pitts looking to penetrate. Now gives it off to Landry Pitts, who just hit a three from the wing for Thayer. Gives it off to Haven. Haven going to the bucket. And it's going to get fouled. It'll be a blocking foul. I think it's on number 20, Cooper Pregel. It'll be called for the block as Haven went to the hole hard. And Cooper Pregel called for the foul. Team foul number 3 on Oran. The Bobcats will inbound it down under the bucket. And lob it in for Nicholson. Top of the key is off to Haven at the free throw line. Haven going down the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Going back up with it. It's good. The Thayer Bobcats. That's come all the way back and taking the lead now. 12-11 with 6:21 to go in the first half. Thayer have been down bit by as many as 8. They lead it now by 1. First lead of the game for Thayer. 12-11. And here's Johnson with a baseline drive for Oran. Tries to throw it into the lane. Ball is knocked away, loose on the floor, and going to go into the backcourt and run down by Oran. So a nice defensive play there by Haven. Just couldn't quite corral it. Ball goes to Johnson. Johnson down low to Goodale. His shot is up, no good. Oh, we should have had a foul there on Oran, but none called. And they got the rebound and put it back up and in. Didn't see who made that shot. The Thayer player got knocked down again, down under the bucket. And another Thayer player tripped over him. So Oran back on top here, 13-12. Thayer with it. Andrews gives him the corner to Gage. Pitts fired the three. That one rattles off the rim. Andrews down the rebound, and he gets fouled on the play. Johnson and Friedel were both there. The foul is on. So I'll have to wait till they pump it. Number 33, Ty Johnson calls the foul. Pair will inbound the ball. Team foul number 4. Pair inbounds on the baseline. And Gage Pitts got it into Nicholson. Nicholson will give it out to Haven. Fair back in the offense here with 5:27 to go in the first half, trailing by 1. Gage Pitts works it out near midcourt. They're trying to get the offense set here. Now they go into motion. They'll swing your right side wing for Haven. Haven back out top to Nicholson, over to Gage Pitts. Now to Andrews. Andrews working against Goodale. Takes it into the lane. Pull up, fadeaway jumper. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, volley around, controlled by Foran. Now stolen, but a foul going to be called on the fair object. Number 35, Keaton Nicholson called for the foul on the open floor. And we'll go up. Oh, that's not team foul. It's team foul number 5. So it'll be Oran basketball with a lead 13-12. 5 minutes exactly to go here in the first half. All goes to Sheeter. Sheeter handles it way out on the floor. Feeds it on the left side for Johnson. Johnson back over to Sheeter. He's driving the right side of the baseline. Lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds. A lot of contact down there. Surprised they didn't call Andrews for the foul. But they didn't. And it'll be fair about that ball with 4:47 to go in the first half. Trailing by 1. They inbound it to Gage Pitts. Gage working against number 22, Langdon Sheeter. Brings it up across the timeline. With 4:38 to go in the half. Fair with a chance to get back on top here. Bobcats have led. Probably led 12-11 was their first lead of the game. Down now by 1. Here's Landry Pitts. Spins away from the defense on the dribble drive. Way out on the floor. He's going to hand it off to Jace Haven. Bobcats running that wheel out front. Now Haven looking to move it to the bucket. Goes out in the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Oran again. Ty Johnson got it. Gives it up to Sheeter. Sheeter. Outside to Friegel. Friegel's pass, and we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on fair. Number 3, Gage Pitts off of the foul. That'll be his first. As he got Friegel on the arm when Friegel went to pass. Team foul number 6 on the Bobcats, and with 4:10 to play in the first half. It'll be Oran basketball. Lane Grimes back in the game for Thayer. Gage Pitts will go to the bench. Here's the inbound play. Friegel with a 3. Good! Out of the corner. Number 20. Cooper Priegel hits his second three-pointer for Oran. And it's a 4-point lead for the Eagles. Fair Bobcats coming with the basketball. Jace Haven all the way down the right side of the lane. Curls under the bucket. He's going to get fouled. And wow. Wow, that was going to be on Todd Priegel. Number 35. Todd Priegel picks up his second foul of the game. And he will leave the floor. Number 21 checks in. Sam Shoemaker for Oran. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Down by 4. Got it into Landry Pitts. Landry outside to Andrews for 3. Bingo! Jordan Andrews. Nice one down. Brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And Thayer, just like that, back to within 1 with 3:40 to go in the first half. Oran works it around to the outside. Sheeter now, top of the key. Working to the right side of the floor. They want to concentrate on that right side of the Bobcat defense. All goes to Ty Johnson. He'll shoot another 3. And that one is off the rim. No good. Nicholson with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats have got it back with a chance to regain the lead again here. Down by 1. Haven walks it up the floor. 3:21 to go as he crosses the timeline. Haven making a move down the right side of the lane. Gives to the corner to Pitts for 3. It's good. Landry Pitts. His second 3-pointer of the half. And the Fair Bobcats with a 2-point lead. 18-16. 3:09 to go. 3-pointer brought to you by OMC's Orthopedic Clinic. Fair back on the defensive end now in the 1-3-1 zone. Oran will work it to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson swings it on the right side for Priegel. That is Cooper Priegel. He'll give it up for Shoemaker. Shoemaker looking right, now going down inside to Sheeter. Sheeter goes to the baseline. Goodale, his own player, got in his way. He has to get the ball up, brings it back out to Priegel. Priegel works it out near the top. Feeds it on the left side wing to Johnson. Now to Goodale. Goodale spinning down the lane, puts the shot up. No, but he's fouled on the play. And he will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Oran with a chance to give them the lead. Well, that should tie the game. Foul on the Fair Bobcats is on number 10, Landry Pitts. That'll be number 2 on Landry. And 2 free throws for number 31, Tyson Goodale. He has scored 2 points tonight for Oran. Only 3 Oran Eagles have scored. 6 for Cooper Priegel on a pair of 3s, and Ty Johnson with a 3 and a 2 for 5. Goodale hits the free throw. Ty Goodale, he's got 3, 1 point for Todd Freak. And Landry Pitts out of the ballgame for Thayer. And let's see, Gage Pitts is back in. Landry out, Gage in for the Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw is up and good for Thayer. Two for two. That ties the game at 18 with 2:32 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats playing it up out of the backcourt. Haven worked it across the timeline. Takes it out near the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Got it all the way down to the baseline. Circles under the bucket. Gives it out to Gage Pitts. Now the lane drives. Drive back over to Pitts. And with 2:15 to go, trying to reset the offense here. Eric Gage moving to the elbow. Gives it back out to Andrews. Andrews, floater in the lane. Pull-up jumper. Good. Jordan Andrews starting to hit him in now. He's got 10 in the game. He's over his bit of nerves. The Thayer Bobcats lead again by 2. Andrews with 10 of the 20 for Thayer. Here's a long shot by Cooper Goodall. Or excuse me, yeah, Cooper Pringle for Oran in an air ball. Goes out of bounds. I mean, he shot that from 25 feet away. Thayer Bobcats now the chance to go up by 4 with a bucket. Or maybe by 5 if somebody can hit one from downtown. Thayer has made 1, 2, 3 threes here in the first half. 2 by Landry Pitts, who's on the bench right now with 2 fouls. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They kick it into the lane. Nicholson had it poked away, but it's picked up by the Bobcats. Going to give over to Lane Grimes on the right side wing. Back out to Andrews. Working against Friel. Takes him to the other lane. Takes him in the lane. Ball is smacked away, but a foul to be called on Oran. Andrews going up for the shot. Get hit on the arm. And the foul will be against Cooper Friel. And that'll be foul number 2 on Cooper Friel. And Jordan Andrews to the free throw line. Obviously a very good free throw shooter. And the first one is up, and no good. Bounced it off the left side of the rim. Sorry, against the Jordan. From the substitution for Rand, Cooper Friel will go to the bench. So both Friels are on the bench. And a little bit of foul trouble early. Number 11, Dane Shands, will check in for Oran. Second free throw for Andrews is good. He's got 11 in the game. And the Bobcats lead it by 3, their biggest lead of the afternoon. Minute 25 to go in the first half. Here is Oran with it. Ty Johnson moves it through the lane, gives it up outside to Shands, and now Shands will take it to the right side wing. Moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Takes the ball left side for Shoemaker. Shoemaker works it over on the left to Ty Johnson. Johnson surveys the situation, passing the ball over to Sheeter. Sheeter will give it back out to Shoemaker. Now right side to Shands. Shands looking at Goodall in the middle. He wasn't open. Thayer Bobcats, very good defensively in the middle. And now here goes Ty Johnson looking to move into the lane, kicks it back outside, and pass it right back to him, and he's stolen by Gage Pitts. Well, Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back with a 3-point lead. And 39 seconds to play in the first half. Here's Gage Haven, takes it to the top of the key. Haven elevates for the shot, no, passes off to Andrews. Andrews, a little one-handed floater, no good. Nicholson down the rebound, and he gets fouled. Keaton Nicholson will go to the line and shoot the 1-1. Good rebound by the sophomore. And he is going to be fouled by number 33, Ty Johnson. That'll be number 2 on Johnson. So Friel, Johnson, and Friel, all with 2 fouls here in the first half for the Oran Eagles. And Keaton Nicholson to the free throw line has scored 2 points in the first half. For Thayer, the free throw rattles in and out, no good. So Oran with the ball back, down by 3. They get to Sheeter, top of the key. Both Friegel's on the bench right now, so the best three-point shooters for Oran on the bench with 15 seconds to go in the first half. Sheeter backs it out all the way out near the hash mark in front of the Bobcat bench. Now with 7 seconds, he moves to the right side, gives it off to a teammate. Shot is all the way. No good. Rebound, Gage Pitts, and that's going to do it for the first half. Thayer Bobcats with the lead, 21-18 over the Oran Eagles. Here in the state quarterfinals, and we're to the halftime report. Again, 21-18, Thayer Bobcats with the lead as we head to the locker room for the half. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
This is John Plummer, Community President at Simmons Bank. Our team is here for all our friends and neighbors in Thayer with smart financial services that makes banking easy. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to visit us in West Plains or Mammoth Spring. Simmons Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back here at the Sykeston High School, it's halftime of our state quarterfinal matchup between the Thayer Bobcats and the Oran Eagles. Oran dominated early. They had an 8-point lead at one time. Thayer Bobcats had come roaring back and lead it now by 3 at the half, 21-18. By the way, hey, Dora Falcon fans out there, Dora Falcons lead in their quarterfinal matchup with Delta. Midway through the third quarter, it is 35-23. And Hayden told me that the score getting updated pretty fast over there in that matchup. Dora, 35-23 leader about midway through the second quarter over Delta, who scored 120 points in their sectional victory last Wednesday night. So here, Thayer Bobcats again with a 3-point lead, 21-18. And they are outscoring Oran 14-7 in the second quarter. They are open the game tonight. I mean, they were titled in a fiddle string. They were just absolutely tight. They got the ball to the front of the rim on three different occasions wide open and did not score. So the Bobcats seem to have kind of settled down now. Coach Pitt's doing a good job keeping fresh legs on the floor because these Oran Eagles are playing man-to-man defense full court. I mean, you got somebody in your back pocket or in your front pocket, so to speak. Every second of the ball game, we'll see if Oran makes any adjustments there because Thayer was able to get some easy bucket against that man-to-man defense. But we'll see what happens here as the teams take the court in the second half. Again, Thayer leads it at halftime, 21-18. Bobcats trying to get to the Show-Me Showdown in Springfield. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the JQH. If you did not hear earlier, Thayer Lady Bobcats went down to defeat as Oran hit two free throws with 1.6 seconds to win to beat the Lady Bobcats, 41-40. Lady Bobcats had a lead. Oran got the ball after Callie Johnson, and this one set it up for you. Callie Johnson hit a three for Thayer with 8 seconds left in the game to give the Lady Bobcats the lead, 40-39. Oran brought the ball down the floor with 8 seconds, got it into the middle to Webb, and all Thayer could do really was foul her. I mean, that was their only chance. She scored 22 points in the game. She was really the only offense for Oran at that point. And Lady Bobcats, they had to foul her. She was going up with a shot. She hit the two free throws and won the ball game for Oran Lady Eagles. All right, 21-18 is our score. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 3 here in the men's quarterfinal matchup. We'll be back with your halftime scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for the one product that will control your insect problems on your shrubbery and around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds, or in your vegetable garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 Insect Control controls most common insect problems for up to 2 months. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide 8 Insect Control is available at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, Missouri.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
We're back at halftime here at Thayer Bobcats with a 3-point lead over the Oran Eagles as we play in the state quarterfinals here at Sykeston High School. Take a look at our scoring in the first half. Thayer Bobcats scoring 7 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and they lead it by a score of 21-18. Scoring for the Bobcats tonight, this afternoon, Jordan Andrews has scored 11 in the first half. Landry Fitz with a 3. See 5 for Case Haven, 2 for Keaton Nicholson, and 3 for Landry Pitts. For the Oran Eagles, they're led by Cooper Priegel. He has 6. He's hit 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Ty Johnson. He had a 3 and a 2. Tyson Goodall has scored 4 points, 2 of those from the free throw line, and 1 point for Todd Priegel. And you got to feel kind of bad for Todd Priegel, an outstanding player. Big body kid, great athlete. He got injured midway through the season. He is coming back and trying to play, but he's just not the player that he was before he got injured. Anyway, he has only scored 1 point in this ball game tonight. Fouls may come into play here in this one. Thayer Bobcats have 1 player or 2 players with 2. Landry Pitts with 2. Logan Doss with 2. For Oran, they've got 3 players with 2 fouls in the first half. Cooper Priegel and Todd Priegel and Ty Johnson. And oddly enough, two of them lead them in scoring tonight. See what happens here as we get ready for the second half. Again, Thayer leads at 21-18 at the intermission. We'll be back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And here we go, set for our second half. Thayer Bobcats and the Oran Eagles. And folks, just like the first game this afternoon, it looks like we got an old-fashioned barn burner in the making here at the Sykeston High School. And Mike, check in with Hayden here. I know he's kind of keeping track of the Dora Delta game out there today. Got an update on that score, Hayden?
I don't yet. I'm trying to get an update from Ozone.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, 21-18, Thayer leads it here at halftime. It'll be Oran basketball to start the second half, and they'll have a chance to get back within one or tie. They're a 3-point shooting team. They have hit 1-2. Well, they only hit 3 in the first half. Thayer hit 3 as well. But they kind of live and die by the 3 at Oran. They've got their starters back out on the floor. So do the Thayer Bobcats. Here we go. Oran brings it to Sheeter. Sheeter wings it on the right side. to Friedel. Goes to Johnson. Back over to Sheeter. Sheeter driving to the baseline. Bobcats cut him off, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Sheeter dribbles it out of bounds, so the Bobcats with a good defensive play there by Jace Haven. Force or ran into a turnover on the opening possession of the second half. They're looking inbound the ball here. Haven's got to hurry. Finally got it in to Jordan Andrew. I'm telling you, Oran, they're in your pocket. Man-to-man defense all over the floor. Fayers handled it pretty well so far tonight. Andrews brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Looking to go down the right side lane. Elevates for the jumper. It is good. Jordan Andrews, 13 on the line. The Fayers now leads it by 5. Oran up the right side. They'll give it out front. They'll swing it to Friegel. Friegel to the other Friegel. And now to Sheeter. Sheeter elevates from the free throw line. Shot is up. Oh, and no good. Rebound taken by Ty Johnson. And he's going to get fouled by Jace Haven. Jace trying to reach in there and knock that ball away. And he's going to be called for the hold. And for Jace Haven, that is foul number 1 in the ballgame. And Boran will inbound the ball down under the bucket. They'll bring it out front for Todd Friegel. Friegel holds it out on the floor. Swings it far side. It's stolen by Andrew. Behind the back with a dribble. Up the left side. Looking to explode to the bucket. Gets it to the rim. Counted and a foul. Jordan Andrews going to take over this game. Fair Bobcats now with a 7-point lead. A minute into the third quarter, Jordan Andrews exploded to the bucket. He was fouled by number 22, Landon Sheeter. And Andrews going to the line looking for his 16th point of the game. Number 22, the Bobcats sophomore, has been good tonight. He hits the free throw. Andrews with 16, and the Fair Bobcats open up an 8-point lead. It's a 6-0 run. Is that right? It's a 5-0 run for the Fair Bobcats here to open the second or the third quarter. Oran with it. They look to be confused right now. They give the ball over to Friegel. Todd Friegel backing down the defender. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it up to Sheeter. Sheeter working away from Pitt. Got it back over on the right side to Todd Friegel. Now to Goodale. Goodale couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it over. And now the pass going to Sheeter. Sheeter driving to the baseline. Going to get fouled. It'll be a block on Jace Haven. Jace Haven is going to be called for blocking foul. Sheeter tried to get to the baseline. That time Haven didn't get there in time to cut him off. Non-shooting foul. Team foul number 2 against the Thayer Bobcats. Oran will trigger it in. And they lob it into Goodale. He shoots and no good. Rebound off to Friegel in the lane. No, but he's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on the Thayer Bobcats. We on number 5, Jace Haven. And that is the third foul on Jace Haven. Haven with 3 fouls in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. He didn't have any at halftime. Haven picks up 3 here in 90 seconds. Free throw is up and good for Friegel. Todd Friegel's only points of the game have been from the free throw line. He has 2 points now on the line, and Haven goes to the bench for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson, the sophomore, back in for the Bobcats. Second free throw for Friegel, no good. Rebound taken by Nicholson, and here comes the Bobcats. Thayer with a 7-point lead. Gage picks in the backcourt, gets double-teamed, gets good of it to Andrews. He'll take it up across the timeline, and Andrews is going to get fouled by number 22, Langdon Sheeter, as he tried to get to the sideline and cut off Andrews. He's called for the block. Team foul number 2 on Oran. So the officials making a statement here, I think, in this second half. They are looking to inbound the basketball. Somebody's got to get over there and trigger it in. Landry Pitts will do so. They are to inbound it on the sideline near midcourt. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Ty Johnson for Oran. Ty Johnson going to be called for a foul. And now we're getting a foul. Now the score clock has gone out. Now they got it back on. And did they call a foul or not? Ty Johnson held his hand up like he was getting called for a foul. Now the officials coming back over to the scores table. Yeah, they did call it. Yeah, number 33. Ty Johnson called the foul, his third. And the 13th foul on Oran. So Thayer will inbound the ball again right in front of their own bench with 6:18 to go in the third quarter. And after letting them bang and tackle and everything else in the first half, the officials making a bit of a statement here in the second. Haven, there was a 5-second call. Thayer couldn't get it in. Good defensive play by Oran. Thayer couldn't get the ball inbounds, and Oran will get it back down by 7. Thayer with a 26-19 lead. They have outscored Oran 5-1 in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. Oran with the ball out on the floor. Sheeter looking to the inside. Nobody open. He'll give it up now to Ty Johnson. Johnson going to Goodall. Goodall with a turnaround jumper. Good for the elbow. number 31, Goodale, with his 6 points of the night. And again, full court pressure by Orlan. Air gets it across the timeline with just under 6 minutes to go. Gage pitch working up the left side, going down to the baseline. Now pulls up the dribble, feeds it out top to Nicholson. Nicholson spins away from the defense. Out to Andrews. Andrews, oh, elevated for the shot, and then threw it over the head of Logan Goff. Logan trying to get position for the rebound, and, I mean, Andrews rifled it through there. Logan really no chance to catch that one. So Fair turns it over with a five-point lead. Oran, a chance to get right back in it here. And you kind of figured they would. Oran with it. That is Pringle out front. Cooper Pringle walks it to the right side of the floor. Oran being very deliberate, very patient here. Down by five. Goodale got it in the corner. Feeds it back out top for Todd Pringle. Pringle goes to Ty Johnson. Now the Goodale in the corner. Goodale to the cutter and lane. That is Sheeter. He lost it. And the loose ball picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. Landry pitched from the steal. Works it up the right side of the floor. Takes it in the lane. Little jump pass, trying to get it to Doss, and threw it out of bounds. And Landry left his feet. Man, he was going to pass it to you, got covered. He decided to find somewhere to go. Oh, no, we get a timeout? We got a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. What a play by Matt Pitts. 26-21. They are up by five. 5 minutes to go in the third. There's a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It goes without saying, the community is very proud of the Thayer Bobcats on their great accomplishment as they play on in the state basketball tournament. Southern Bank is excited and congratulates the Bobcats and wishes them the very best. It's a tradition at Southern Bank to support the kids in all their efforts, and Southern Bank is community strong, and their tradition of customer service runs deep. They love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Springs, Fred O'Neill in the law office, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, along with the Thayer Walmart, Parks, Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at Remax Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Here comes Orlan with a basketball down by five. Thayer Bobcats have been really good here in the third quarter, and they didn't. Bobcats got that timeout, but not until after they lost the ball. Here's a pass inside for Rand. Shot is up, no good. Rebound spot four is going to go out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Pete Nicholson, last one to touch it. Nicholson in there battling with Ty Johnson. And Nicholson knocked it out of bounds. They call a foul on that play. Call a foul on Keaton Nicholson there. Second of the game for Nicholson. Oran will let trigger it in. Line shooting foul. He got over to Goodale in the right corner. Feeds it out top to Pringle. Pringle down to Ty Johnson. Johnson elevates some shot. Hits the back of the backboard. A side of the backboard. And Thayer comes down with a rebound. That was Keaton Nicholson with the boards. Keaton, sophomore, giving the Thayer Bobcats some quality minutes here with Jace Haven on the Bobcat bench in foul trouble. Bobcats working around the Nicholson. Nicholson over to Andrews. Andrews will shake and bake out on top. Now swings it back over to Landry. Pitch to Nicholson. Looking to drive the baseline. Gets cut off inside. Keeps it back out to Landry. On top of Gage Pitch. We're going to get a whistle. And we've got Nicholson stepped out of bounds down on the baseline. Kind of a delay call there, but they said Nicholson stepped out of bounds. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They are still with a five-point lead. Orlan with the basketball. Sheeter dribbles way out front. Bobcats still back in that zone defense. Orlan has trouble with the zone. Here's Sheeter going in the lane. We're going to get a whistle and a foul out front, and they get another handshake. This time called on Jordan Andrews. It'll be foul number two on Andrews. Officials have been foul happy here in this third quarter. Eight fouls called, five of them against Thayer. Orlan with it out on top. There's a pass down inside, stolen by Doss. Doss gets it out to Pitts. He has it knocked away. Gets knocked to the ground, and Oran's got it back. Pringle going to the bucket, lays it up. Nobody's fouled. I think they're going to get Landry Pitts on that one. Yes, it is. Landry Pitts sticks up his third foul. So now Pitts and Haven with three. Two for Andrews, two for Doss, and two for Nicholson for Thayer. And Todd Pringle will go to the free throw line and shoot. He is two for four from the free throw line, and the first one is up and good. Pringle now with three. That makes it a four-point game. And now Lane Grimes will check in for Thayer as Landry Pitts will go to the free throw line with his free fouls. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is up for Pringle. It's good. Pringle got four, all from the free throw line. Sayer coming against the full court pressure. Gage Pitts draws a double team to him, dribbles away from it, still in the backcourt, got up to Nicholson. Nicholson takes it across the timeline, feeds over to Andrew. Andrew down the corner to Grimes. Lane wanted the shot, doesn't take it, feeds it back out to Andrews with 3.5 minutes to go. The Sayer lead, which was 1-8, is down to 5. I'm sorry, down to 3. Here's Andrews. Moving in the lane, spins, elevates, kicks it back in the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson driving the baseline, elevates for a shot, no good. Tip up by Doss, no good. And the rebound taken by Oran. Todd Friegel worked it up the left side, going in the lane, kicks it back out in the corner to Johnson. No, we got a whistle and a foul before the shot. Foul going to go on the Bobcats, Logan Doss, number 33. And that'll be foul number 3 on Doss. Bobcat bench, warm up. Somebody may have to play. Well, this one's over. Oran going to the line now to shoot the 1-1. It'll be Todd Friegel. He just hit 2 free throws. All 4 of his points tonight come from the line. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound taken by Sayer. Bobcats with the ball back. 3:05 to go. In the ball game. Lane Grimes with it. Feeds out to Gage Pitts. Gage will back it out. Sayer hadn't scored in a while. Sayer with it out on top. Gage Pitts looking to hand it off. Steps in the lane. There he traveled. Yep, he sure did. Gage has had his problems tonight. He has not played well, the sophomore. Really feeling the pressure of the 1-1 of the man-to-man defense tonight. He is not played well. I'm sure he'll be the first one to admit that to you, but he's out there giving it everything he's got. Oran with the ball now, down by 3. Sayer has an 8-point lead just a couple of minutes ago. Here's the give to Goodale. Goodale, long-range jumper for Oran. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by Sayer. Here they come with Andrews up the right side. Looking to stay away from the trap in mid-court. Got rid of the ball to Gage Pitts, and he gets it across the timeline for the Bobcat. Gage working away from the defensive Ty Johnson. Looking for the outlet. Wings it down. It's stolen by Friegel. Friegel, long pass up to Johnson. Oh, he travels. No call. 3-point shot. It's good. Ty Johnson ties the game, but he traveled before he took that shot. And we're tied at 26 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sayer with the ball back, and again, Bobcats have not scored in a while. Here's Nicholson, bounces one to Grimes. Grimes on top, brings it over to Pitts on the left side. Gage works away from the defense. Looking to get rid of the basketball, now puts it on the floor. Spins away from the defense again, takes it into the lane, all the way to the bucket, misses the layup. Out of contact, no foul, and here comes Oran with the basketball. Oran swings up to Ty Johnson. Eagles with a chance to retake the lead here. Friegel's got it. He feeds it in the middle of the two ball, who is wide open for the lay-in. And Oran has gone from 8 down in the third quarter and has taken the lead by 2, 28-26. They are led at 1 point, 26-18. And here comes the Bobcats. Andrews to the elbow, kicks it to Grimes in the corner for 3. That one's off the back iron. Rebound tipped out by the Fayette Bobcats. And it'll be Oran Ball with a 2-point lead with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. And substitution here for Oran. Johnson going to leave the floor after he just hit that 3. Wow. And number 21, Shoemaker, will check back in for Oran. So Oran up 2 with basketball. Dandy ball game here, folks. Dandy ball game. Oran holds it out front. Feeds it to Shoemaker on the left side. Went. I can't count that on him. He'll swing it to the right side. For Cooper Friegel. He'll give it to Todd Friegel. Looks in the lane. Nobody open. Kicks it back outside. We're under a minute to go now. Oran looks like they want to hold it for the final shot of the period. They've got the 2-point lead. And now Friegel will back it out. Give it to Goodale. Goodale with 2 buckets here in this third quarter. Then the difference in the ballgame. 35 seconds to go now. And again, Oran just holding it out there. They like to get beat doing this on Wednesday night. They had a lead and held the ball for 4 minutes. And Brentwood eventually got a steal and tied the game, and then Oran had to hit 2 free throws to win it in the final second. So Oran, 17 seconds to go. Their fans are on their seat. They lead it by 2. Into the third quarter, down to 12 seconds. Sheeter looking to move off the screen. Gives it back outside to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with 6. To Sheeter, elevates for a shot. No good. Goodall with a tip. No. And the rebound finally by Sayer. That ends our third quarter. 28-26. Sayer Bobcats down 2. Headed to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on the E-Child Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20.
Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation was recently recognized for having the best physical therapy services in West Plains. That's not all OMC Rehabilitation offers. They have occupational and speech therapy. OMC Rehabilitation treats patients of all ages in not only West Plains, but also in Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose the best one in town. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
All right, we're back, and headed for our fourth quarter. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down by two. Thayer scored the first 5 points of the third quarter. Thayer opened an 8-point lead, and then Oran went on a 10-0 run, and they lead it by two, 28-26. Thayer with the ball, chance to tie here. Gage Pitts looking to the left side, got it to Haven. Haven spent most of that quarter on the bench in foul trouble. Gives it back out to Gage Pitts for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound Haven, but we're going to get a foul, and that's going to be on Oran. I believe that'll be on Friegel. No, it's on number 20. It's a 20. They called that one on number 20, Cooper Friegel. He wasn't even near the play. It was the other Friegel should have been called for the foul. Well, Friegel now with three anyway. Thayer went down the ball, got it in the lane to Doss. Doss gives off to Haven. Haven drives toward the bucket, shoots, no good. Rebound tipped back up and in by Oran. Goodale. Tip that ball in for the Thayer Bobcats to tie the score. Logan Doss will get credit for the bucket. His first of the night and the first player to score in the second half, not named Andrews, for the Thayer Bobcats. And we're tied at 28 with 7 minutes to go. Here's Goodale. Kicks it in the corner to Friegel. That is Cooper Friegel. He'll bring it back out front. A lot of time left in this game. Tie ball game, 7:09 to go. Now Ty Johnson handles that front full ran, and they are going to sit on it again. Would have thought they might have learned their lesson in the game on Wednesday night when they did this. Now they start the offense up again. Resting on offense. Here's a give over to Sheeter. Sheeter elevates into the lane, pulls up the jumper. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gase Haven for Thayer. Bobcats with the ball. Haven pulls up in the backcourt. Gives it to Gage Pitts. Well, Thayer now with a chance to take the lead. 6:40 to go in the game. Gage Pitts works it out to the top of the key. Thayer gets into the offense. Somebody got to get the ball to Jordan Andrews. He's got it now, top of the key. Defended by Sheeter. Over to Haven on the right side wing. Back out top to Landry Pitts. Now back over to Gage. Gage explodes toward the bucket. Puts up a little running floater. No good. Rebound. Logan Doss for Thayer. Goes back up. Misses the return. And the rebound taken by Oran. Logan Doss. A good look at the lead right there. Shot it a little bit hard off the backboard. And Oran's got it back with 6 minutes to go. It looks like this game's going to end up somewhere in the 30s, and Oran's frustrated. They score 68 a game on average. They back it out. Got it down to Goodale near the three-point line in the corner. Leads it back around to Todd Friegel, and he makes the move and gets fouled by Gage Pitts. That'll be foul number two on Gage. Team foul number eight against the Thayer Bobcats, so Friegel going back to the free throw line to shoot for Oran. He has scored 4 points tonight. All of them from the free throw line. The lefty will put this one up, and it is good. It missed the front end of the 1-1 last time. This time he hits it. So 5 points for Friegel, all from the line tonight. Nobody with more than eight for Oran. Good balance scoring. Second free throw is up, and it's good. But Friegel hits them both. He's got six. Again, full-court pressure by Oran. Bobcats, and they don't pressure. They're just out there. And Gage Pitts will bring it up the floor for the Bobcats, down by two. Oran now with a 10-2 run, and the Bobcats throw it away. Gage Pitts turned to pass it and threw it over the head of Jordan Andrews out of bounds. So Gage has really struggled for this afternoon. Gase Haven goes over, gives him a high five, and says, come on, man, we need you. Here's Oran with a basketball. Friegel's got it on the right side. That is Cooper Friegel. Goes to Ty Johnson at the elbow, gives it over to the other Friegel, spins him away, no base for the shot, an air ball, and it is going to go out of bounds, and it's Thayer Bobcat ball, yep. A Friegel with the air ball, Bobcats let it go out of bounds. 5:23 to play in the game, Thayer down two. They've been outscored 12-2 since the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. I'm just needing a bucket here. Gage Fitz works it up the floor. They're looking to tie. They go to Landry Pitts on the right side. Brings it back around out front. Gives to Andrews. Andrews looking to make a move. Goes down, and we've got to give a whistle on a foul out top. That's going to be on number 22. Now, that is Sheeter. And that'll be on Sheeter number 3, and then the 15th foul against Durant. 5:06 to go. They're in bounce the ball to Pitts. Gage surveys the offense and the defense. Now puts it on the floor, gives to Haven. I'm just running that wheel play out front. Here's Haven. A little crossover dribble in the lane. Kicks it out to Landry Pitts. Fires a three out of the corner. It's good. Landry Pitts with a three in the corner. Brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Have a fan bounce. They're back on top by one with 4:45 to go. Orant gets into the half-court game. And they tried to throw it across court to Friegel. He goes over his head and out of bounds. A terrible pass by Orant. Ty Johnson comes over and says, sorry, man. Elrand looking to stop the Bobcats from inbounding the ball here, and Thayer gets it in. Up across the timeline goes Andrew. Thayer with a one-point lead in the ball. Got it to Haven. Haven out front. Cross court to Gage Fitz. Gage takes a move into the lane. Kicked it on the dribble. 4:27 to go. Gage will work it over to Haven. Haven out near the sideline. Now takes it into the lane. Ducks under the defense. Scores away. Chase Haven with his first bucket of the second half. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 3:04 to go in the game. Thayer with a three-point lead, but Oran not panicking here. They'll take their time on the offensive end, look for a good shot. Now bounce it to Todd Friegel. Friegel brings it out top to Sheeter, shooting for the tie. It's good! Sheeter, his first three-pointer of the night, and we're tied at 33 with 3:50 to go. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to retake the lead here on the offensive side. Out to Landry Pitts. Landry ducks his head, moves it around to the top of the key. Now over to Andrews. Andrews looking to penetrate. They cut him off. Kick it back out to Gage Pitts. Now back to Andrews. Andrews working out top. Looking to move into the middle of the zone. Goes up the side. It's taken away by Riegel. Riegel's off on the dribble drive. Two Bobcats get back. Here's the drive to the lane. Shot is good by Cooper Priegel. And we had a timeout on the floor. Thayer takes the timeout, down by two, with 3:22 to play in the game. What a defensive play that was by Todd Friegel, just to take it away from Andrew. We'll take a timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First, banking company.
Member FDIC.
Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat Boosters, like the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Spartan Electric, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, and the Sunset Salon and Barber. Thayer Bobcat Ball down by two, 35-33 with 3:22 to play in the ballgame. Thayer will inbound it to Haven in the backcourt. Haven working up the right side of the floor. Takes it all the way down to the wing, out down in the right corner. He's out to Gage, pitch on top. Gage wide open for a three. It is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Oran. Quick shot by Gage Pitts, who has not scored in the ballgame all night. Bad shot there for the Thayer Bobcats. And now Oran with an opportunity just to hold the basketball. Their coach says, yeah, hold it. Sheeter got it out front. He just hit the three a moment ago to tie it. That should give his team the lead at 35-33. Thayer Bobcats playing the zone defense. Now they'll spread it out on the floor. Pringles got it for Oran. Feeds it over to Sheeter with 2:41 to go. They've run 20 seconds off the clock in this possession. Now Goodall's got it out front. And Goodale. Goodale gives it back to Cooper Pringle. Now to Ty Johnson. Johnson double-teamed. Has the ball taken away. Jason Evans got it. Gives it over to Doss. Doss at the top of the keeper's fair. Got to get rid of it. Does to Andrews. Andrews down to the baseline. Pulls up a shot. No, he's going to get fouled. And that's going to be on Goodale. Nope, number 22 called for foul. That is Sheeter, and that'll be foul number 4 on Sheeter. Comes with 2:19 to play. Bayer Bobcats with the basketball ball inbound down under the bucket with a chance to tie here. And they'll lob it in to Logan Doss way out front. He'll give it over to Haven. Haven going to fire a 3 from the top. He rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Frigel. And again, maybe a little bit of a quick shot there with 2 minutes and change to go in the game. Bayer down 2. Oran with it. Against the Frigel. Frigel gets it away to the other Frigel. And now the Sheeter. Sheeter back out to Frigel. Bobcats will jump in with a double team. And he is going to get fouled. That'll be a foul on Gage Pitt. For the minute 55 to go in the game. Gage picks up his 3rd. 3 for Gage. 3 for Landry Pitt. 3 for Dawson. 3 for Hayden. And that'll put Frigel at the free throw line for Oran. Todd Frigel. 6 points in the game, all of them from the line. This one is up and good. Gets the back of the rim and bounces in. This kid toughened it out after getting injured earlier in the year, and man, he has hadn't done much offensively other than score free throws. And he shoots another one for a 4-point lead. It's good. Fair's in trouble now. Down by 4, with a minute 54 to go. Fair's got to find some offense. Bobcats have only scored 7 points in the entire second half. We're down to a minute 46 to go. Here's a give to Haven. Haven works it to the left elbow. Sends in the lane. Dumps it down to Doss. Doss puts it up. No good. And the rebound to Orlando with a minute 36 to go. And again, the Bobcats getting it right where they want it and not converting the shots. And here's Foran, a little trouble in the backcourt. Frigel gets it across the timeline now to Cooper Frigel. And back over to Todd Frigel. Bobcats don't want to foul him. He is now 8 of 10 from the free throw line. And now it gives a good deal. And with a minute 17 to go, Oran wants a timeout. Fader down 4, 37-33. We'll take a timeout. Be back in just 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network. Bayer Bobcats are down by 4, 37-33. There's a timeout on the floor. Oran called this timeout. They want to talk about it, get something set up. Bayer Bobcats have just not shot the ball well. Bayer was down by 2 at the end of 3 quarters, 28-26. They've only scored 7 points in the quarter. I think I said in a half while ago. They've only scored 12 in the entire second half. They scored 14 in the second quarter to take the halftime lead, 21-18. Oran has pressured them defensively, and now, the man-to-man has given the Bobcats tips. It's going to be Oran basketball here with a minute 17 to go. They're down to the point where they may have to foul, and they don't have a whole lot of fouls out on the floor right now with 3 players with 3. Oran trying to make it a sweep here in the quarterfinals at Soxton High School. They have Bobcats looking to get the ball back here and not let that happen. Ball's inbounded into the backcourt to Sheeter for Oran. He'll bring it up to Nick to work there, trying to double-team the ball. They got rid of it. They're a good ball-handling ball club. I think they're going to have to foul him here. We do get a foul on Andrews as Cooper Pringle handled the basketball. He will go to the free throw line and will shoot the two-shot foul. That is team foul number 10 on the Bobcats. Oran shooting the double bonus for the final minute and 10 seconds. Coach Pitts getting information out to his team from the sideline. What they want to do when they get the ball here. And Frigel hits the free throw. And you got to think right now, if you're an Oran fan, if we hit free throws, you're going to win this game. Another one for Cooper Frigel, the junior, is up and good. 6-point lead for Oran. Fair needs somebody to hit one from downtown. Bobcats inbound the ball, got it to Gage Pitt. Gage working up the left sideline. Looking to get to the top of the key. Now gets it to Doss. Doss looking inside. Nobody open. He's over to Gage. Gage got it down in the corner to Andrews. It's 56 seconds to go now. Ball to Andrews. Andrews, first goal line. Pull up jumper. No. Rebound taken by Oran. And now a foul. And that's what he had to do. Andrew should be called for the foul. That'll be number three on Jordan. That is going to lead at this point. 60 seconds left, and Orin now leads it by six. 39-33, and the Thayer Bobcats has grown stone cold shooting the basketball. And Orin continues to hit free throws. This will be Todd Friedel, who is 8 out of 10 from the line and hit the middle. And here is Lane Grimes going to check in the ballgame for Thayer. Lane's in there for one thing, shoot the three. A really good three-point shooter. Thayer's going to have some now. They're down by seven. They're down by eight. Todd Friedel, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Thayer inbounds the ball. Gage Pitts brings it up out of the backcourt. Thayer's got to get a sense of urgency here. Got it back to Andrews. Andrews draws the double team. Elevates for the three. It is no good. Rebound. Lane Grimes gets it back out to Andrews, and he lost it. Orin with the ball, 34 seconds to go. We got a foul on Lane Grimes, and that'll send the cheater to the free throw line for Orin. And it looks like it'll be a sweep by the Orin Eagles here tonight over the Thayer Bobcats, or this afternoon. Bobcats have had their chances in this one. They just didn't make shots. A lot can be said about the girls' game earlier today. And here's the free throw up. First one by Sheeter, no good. So it stays an 8-point lead for Orin. Sheeter out there giving high fives to invisible teammates. That's a bit uncalled for. Now the free throw is up, and it is good. So Sheeter now with 4 points in the game. And Thayer down by nine, 42-33. Gage Pitts gives off to Landry. Thayer's got to be looking for a shot here to get to Haven. He'll fire the three. That one is good. Bobcats hit a three. Jace Haven brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, and that cuts the lead back to eight. Oh, they gave him a two? Nope, it was a three. It's 42-36, Thayer down by six with 22 seconds to go. Well, Show Me Showdown is next weekend. High School Hoops, size game lead to the Show Me State's Basketball Pinnacle. Show Me Showdown 2020. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championship will be held March 12th through the 14th at the J2H Arena and historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2020. For game information, log on to misha.org. Well, Orin came into this game tonight, and they played very physical early, and it shook up the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer actually were down by four at the end of the first quarter, 11-7. They came back and outscored Orin 14-7 in the second quarter, take a three-point lead at halftime, 21-18. Thayer down two at the end of three, 28-26, and they've been outscored 14-10 and are down by six here with 22 seconds left. Orin will inbound the ball. Thayer now with full court pressure. Orin looking inbound. They're going with a long pass. Oh, they got it to Goodale. He makes the catch and drives for the layup and goes to the line and shoots for a three-point play. And folks, there's the ball game right there. Thayer Bobcats set up the full court press and nobody got back. Goodale just took off. They hit him with a home run. Goodale has scored 10 points now, six of them in the second half, and he'll go to the free throw line. Three, Orin Eagles in double figures, and the free throw is no good. Rebounded by Pitts for Thayer. Gage will bring it to the floor. Thayer's still down eight. They need a bucket, though. Gage swings it over to Haven. Haven fires a three. That one is good with 11 seconds. And Coach Pitts calls another timeout. Well, Thayer not giving up yet. That makes it 44-39, but only 10 seconds remain. You got to have a steal or the game is over right here. If Thayer can't steal the inbound pass, this game will be over 10 seconds to go and a 5-point lead for the Orin Eagles. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters who have been with us all season long from football through basketball, including Dr. Jacob Ekman at the Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at Remax Real Estate Exchange, Parks Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer, and also, if you want to re-listen to the game today, remember our podcast on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. You can listen to the Thayer Lady Bobcat game. Earlier today, a thriller won by Orin 41-40. And you can listen to this game, FS, all the games we have broadcast all season long, available on the podcast. What was it say about that basketball team? I don't even know. It's looking kind of bleak right now for this game. The future is bright. No seniors on this basketball team. They start three sophomores. And I think that's something to keep in mind is the Bobcats look toward the future here. Oran will inbound the ball. And unless Fader can steal it, and they don't, it's going to be a foul here. And they're going to foul Triggle, who is 10 for 12 from the free throw line. It's a good balance scoring team, this Oran Eagles team. 10 points for Cooper Friegel, 10 points for Tyson Goodale, 10 for Todd Friegel, 8 for Ty Johnson, and 4 for Landon Sheeter. But they're Bobcats, 16 for Jordan Andrews, 10 for Jay Taylor. And Friegel misses the first free throw. But he's shooting too, so now he's 10 for 13. Looking at another one, and he's 11 for 14, 11 points, 10 in the second half, all of them from the free throw line. Here comes a last-ditch effort. They'll get it to Lane Grimes. Long three-point shot is no good. Rebound for Ann, and that'll do it. The Oran Eagles have beaten the Fair Bobcats this afternoon by a final of 45 to 39.